Hi, this is Ari Sampson with the All Go West Festival, and we're excited to bring the 7th All Go West to West Asheville, North Carolina. And it spans 2 days, June 16th and 17th. That's Saturday and Sunday, this Saturday and Sunday. And there are over 60 acts performing across six stages. Six stages on Saturday, three on Sunday, which is Father's Day, and we have activities for kids and the whole family. There are lots of local acts. There are a few international acts. Make Noise are celebrating their 10th year anniversary, and they are celebrating with us on Saturday at the Black Cloud and the Mothlight. They have curated about 8 time slots on the festival. Other showcases include Red Rover, Illuminated Paths, Broken Machine Films, and Asheville Beat Life. And those showcases are indicated at our website at allgowest.com, where you can find more information, stage schedules, information on volunteering, which we still are recruiting volunteers. And this festival is powered by people like you to come out, enjoy the fest, but also volunteer if you'd like to spend a few hours with our staff. And we will have Dr. Bronner's are doing a kids foam experience. And that will be at the main venue, which is next to Isis Music Hall and behind Biscuit Head at 743 Haywood Road, West Asheville. We have a stage at Isis Music Hall itself, the Mothlight. We have the Asheville FM Songwriter Stage, which is in the Bledsoe lot between West Village Market and the West End Bakery. There is a stage at the Brew Pump across the street from the Asheville FM stage. And our other newest stage is at the Black Cloud, which is between Biscuit Head and the Mothlight. And that's where we're presenting modular synth experimental sets as well, and featuring Gardener, Made of Oak, which is Nick from Sylvan Esso, and a lot of other great acts down there. The outdoor stages go until 10 p.m. The indoor stages will run until 2 a.m. each night. Really excited about Ake Beka from Virgin Islands. They used to be a reggae band called Midnight, and they've reformed, and they're making their Asheville debut at All Go West this Sunday. Other great acts are Jonathan Scales Orchestra, the Steel Pan Virtuoso, Josh Phillips and his debut project, The Feel Good. Lots of great surf bands on the Brew Pump stage with Kitty Tsunami, Shaken Nature, and Ouroboros Boys. One World Brewing is presenting that stage over at the Brew Pump. And Brandon Audette, one of the brewers at One World, will be performing a DJ set there. He's excellent. And then it's going to close out with a dance party with Nex Millen. There is a Papa Dozio side project closing out the Isis stage on Saturday. They're called Brother. All day Saturday in Isis, it'll be really psychedelic with Knives and Daggers, Shiloh, Via, Basque, and Nest Egg. Sunday, it'll be rock and roll in the Isis with Axa Abraxas, The Tills, Zach Mexico, Pie Face Girls, and a lot of other great acts. Asheville Beat Life are closing out the Mothlight stage Saturday, and it's Zero God, which is a hybrid of Panther God and Musashi Zero, Oak City Slums, Bombastic, EME, and Charisma. And there'll also be bluegrass acts like Red Clay Revival and the Bald Mountain Boys. Stephanie Morgan of Stephanie's Id is presenting a debut honky tonk project called Pink Country. That'll be really fun as well. Soul singer, legendary soul singer Eugene Snowden is making his Asheville debut as well. And he is performing on the main stage on Sunday, June 17th. Tall, Tall Trees, Third Nature, and a lot of other great acts on main stage as well. Dogs, unfortunately, aren't allowed. We love dogs, but we just can't have them at the festival. Wear sunscreen, drink water, and come enjoy some of the local breweries that will be represented, local to West Asheville breweries as well. More information can be found at www.allgowest.com.